Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Batchelor with Michael McFaul, professor at Stanford University. He's at the Hoover Institution, and he's the director of the Freeman Spogli Institute. But the book now that I recommend highly to understand how we got into this fix in the third decade is Autocrats versus Democrats, Competition Between the U.S., China, and Russia, the three-body problem. It makes a great story, but we don't know how it comes out. So I want to establish, Michael, that Deng makes that transition into capitalism. Yep. By the time that we're now dealing with, the 21st century, China's getting richer and richer and likes it, but it has a lot of details. Inside that richer and richer is resentment for at least a century, if not more.
Yes.
And that resentment, is it something you've experienced? Because you've traveled in China before and after Xi. Was it always there, or does Xi magnify it?
Well, that's a great question. It's called the Century of Humiliation in Chinese history books. And I think we in the West, and most certainly me, even when I began researching this book, did not understand the full magnitude of it, where we, you know, the Western powers, the imperial powers came in and occupied territory. And the Japanese really came in, obviously, during World War II. But it was a time of weakness for China. And remember, this is a country that's been around for many, many centuries, has dominated Asia for many, many centuries. But the 19th century and the early 20th century was a time of extreme weakness resulted in millions of people dying in World War II. And so when the Communist Party takes over in 49, and they do through force, right? It wasn't a free and fair election. They do so by force. They pledge to never allow China to be as weak again. And I think when you look at Xi Jinping today, that century of humiliation weighs on his mind. He does not want China to be in a weak spot. By the way, I don't think they are anymore. I never personally, that's a great question. I never personally experienced it. I was always been struck by, in my travels to China, and I spent a couple summers there during the writing of this book, never felt that directed towards me personally, but directed towards the West, most certainly. And they want to be strong enough that it'll never happen again.
The concern that I have is to explain right now Xi Jinping's extreme concern, extreme attention to maintaining order in his own state, so much so that he said to contribute to the contraction of the economy. Was that always there? Was it there from Deng in the beginning? We just didn't see it because of all the successes, the keenness on controlling people, on dominating their lives.
So yes and no, and it's a very complicated question, but I'm glad earlier in our conversation we were talking about Tiananmen Square in 1989, and there was a period in the 70s and 1976 and the democracy wall. There was this period in China that I think gets forgotten in America today, that there was pluralism, that there was a demand for democracy, and it was real. And they had to squelch it on June 4th, 1989. Right. But it didn't go away in 89. I think that's another mythology, that it was bubbling along, and then there was opening, and there were pluralism and non-governmental organizations after Tiananmen Square. It didn't all end that at that time. And that political opening created permissive conditions for the economic opening. They were intertwined, and there's some really great books that I read. Min Jinpei is one of them that writes about that opening of political opening allowed for economic opening. But what you see in China today under Xi Jinping is an erosion of both. So he is much more autocratic, in my view, than the previous three leaders of China, much more controlling. By the way, technology helps that. So that, you know, the, all the kind of monitoring technologies that you have available today that, that leaders like did not have before, he uses those. And second, as you hinted at, China grew economically because they became more like us. They opened up their markets. They became, you know, capitalist. Capitalist ideas, market ideas were allowed. Xi Jinping is now moving away from that. And I think that is going to slow economic growth. They did not grow because of Communist Party ideas. They grew because of market ideas. And as he reintroduces more state control of the economy, I think it's going to slow down Chinese economic growth.
The concern is that China is a dynamic culture and that there are many challenges to Xi's strength and his concentration of power in his hands. Do we have the same concern? We have 30 seconds. If he goes, chaos?
We should definitely worry about chaos because it's a multi-ethnic society. It's an imperial reach to the hinterlands and people are repressed and they want to be free. People in Hong Kong want to be free. The Uyghurs want to be free. But I think that a peaceful process is still more likely than chaos.
We turn to autocrats versus Democrats in the 21st century. Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, China, Russia, America, and the new global disorder. Michael McFaul.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. R-I-T-E-R-U-G.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.